The following is a home program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 26th, 2011, in Šiauliai, Lithuania.
So, we're very happy to be here in Šiauliai today. Actually, it may appear that we are in Šiauliai today. But actually, we are not in Šiauliai today. Because wherever the chanting of the holy names of God is going on, that place is not in this material world. So if you think you're in Šiauliai today, you're dreaming. Wake up. Realize that there is a Supreme Person who is the source of all existence. And you are part of Him. This whole universe is simply His manifested energy. And you are part of that manifested energy. And as the part of that manifested, of that supreme manifester of all that be, as a part of that supreme manifester of all that be, you are meant to serve that supreme person. You see, the part is always meant to serve the whole. It's like, look at your body, for example. You have two hands. What is the purpose of the hands? The purpose of the hands is to serve the body. The part is meant to serve the whole. So there is a complete whole of which you are a part. Therefore, you are meant to serve that complete whole. That's the purpose of your existence. You have no other reason to exist other than to serve that complete whole. So, how to serve that complete whole? That is not difficult. That complete whole has revealed Himself to us in full in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante mang buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all the material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly well engage themselves in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So you don't have to be confused. You don't have to be bewildered about why you exist. That Supreme Person who is the source of everything has clearly revealed to you why you exist. You exist for the purpose of serving that Supreme Person. That's why you exist. Just as your hand is created to serve the complete body, you, being the part of God, are meant to serve God. So if the hand neglects to serve the body, what is the position of the hand? It is diseased. You have to, if your hand doesn't work properly, you go to the doctor and get it fixed. They even have doctors who specialize on hands. Yes, we know one doctor in the U.S., Dr. Patel. He does splashes on hand. He's a hand doctor. So there's another type of hand doctor. And that is the spiritual master. Because we are all like hands, and God is the complete whole, you see. So right now we hands are in a disease state. We're not serving the complete whole. So the spiritual master, he is God's representative. He teaches us how we can serve God. He shows by his practical example. And he engages us in devotional service. He shows us exactly what we need to do to be engaged in devotional service. So if we will follow the directions of the bona fide spiritual master, then we become properly situated in relationship with God. We become like a healthy hand once again. So therefore, the spiritual master is the most important person. Because he reconnects us with God. Actually, without the mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot make any spiritual progress. We are completely dependent on the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, the devotees always pray for the mercy of the spiritual master. They're always begging for his blessings. Because in this way, they become reconnected with God. And when one is reconnected with God, what is the result? You realize your eternal nature. You realize your identity beyond this material existence. In normal, everyday life, how do we think of ourselves? Do you think that you're a woman? Or do you think you're a man? We normally do, don't we? I'm a woman. I'm a man. We normally think that way. But you know, that's not really true. Is that shocking? You're not a woman. And you're not a man. Why? Because the body is a covering only. It's like today you have on a red shirt. I see you have a red shirt. Now, tomorrow you may have on a white shirt. Are you Miss Red Shirt or Miss White Shirt? No, you have nothing to do with the shirt. It's not your identity. So in the same thing, that body you have now, that female body, is not you any more than that red shirt is you. This is called Brahman realization. Because we've had many, many bodies in many, many lifetimes. Who is the actual self? That's what we have to find out. The actual self is a spirit soul, qualitatively one with God. This body gets sick and it gets old and it dies. But we don't like that. Why not? If it's natural, why would one mind getting old and get sick and dying if it's natural? Does anyone know the answer? Since it's natural to get sick, old, and die, why does it disturb our minds? Why aren't we happy getting sick and old and dying? Anybody know?
Because we consider that we are body.
Now, why are we not? Why does it disturb our minds to get sick, old, and die? That's my question. If I am this body, then what does it matter if I get? If it's natural to get sick, old, and die, then why does it bother me if I get sick, old, and die? Anybody know the answer?
Because it's not my nature.
Maharaji knows the answer. Guru Mata, what is it?
It's not our nature.
It's not our nature. Because actually you're not that body. You're not a temporary being. Because you're actually an eternal, healthy, youthful being that never dies, you see. That's who you really are. You, the spiritual being, never get sick. You never get old. And you never die. That is not your nature to get sick, get old, and die. That's why these things disturb us. Getting old, getting sick, and dying disturb us because that's not our nature, actually. What is the nature of a fish? The nature of the fish is to swim in the water. If you take the fish out of the water, it's very disturbing for the fish. Because he's not in his natural atmosphere. So we are actually spiritual beings. Our natural atmosphere is the spiritual world. That's why this material atmosphere is very disturbing to us. We're not happy in this world. We find so many miseries in this world. And we try to solve these miseries by making adjustments within this world. When our hair turns gray, what do? We might get some dye, you know, to hide the gray hair. But that doesn't stop the aging process. We get sick, we go to a doctor. And he may give us some medicine. Does that mean we won't get sick again? No, we got sick, we'll get sick again. Even when you get well, still you will get sick again. There's no doctor who can get rid of all your sickness forever. And what about death? Can you pay the doctor to give you, doctor, just give me one more year, I'll give you a special, I'll pay you a little extra if you can just keep me going for another year. Can the doctor do that? No. So these problems cannot be solved by any material arrangements. But if you will awaken your original spiritual nature by regularly chanting the names of God, this is called mantra meditation. If you will spend some time meditating every morning, connecting yourself with God, you see, then your consciousness will become liberated from this bodily prison. Even though you'll still be walking around Sholei, you won't be living in Sholei anymore. Because every morning in your meditation, you go to the spiritual world. Gradually, as you become strong and powerful in your meditation, you'll be able to maintain 24 hours a day that meditation. Whether you're at work, whether you're at school, or wherever you may be. If you meditate very nicely in the morning in the holy names of God, then you will learn how to live in the spiritual world 24 hours a day. It takes time. It takes practice. You have to be trained by a bona fide spiritual master or by a senior advanced devotee how to properly meditate. But if you will take this training, how to do every day your mantra meditation, then you become the happiest person. You won't believe how happy you can be. You'll be happier than the richest, most powerful, most famous person in the whole world. Bill Gates will be like a pauper compared to you. You'll be like a poor man compared to you. Paul McCartney will be some unknown person compared to you. You see? When you become Krishna conscious, you become the most successful person. Why? Because you'll be in direct contact with God Himself 24 hours a day. If you're in direct contact with God, who's the source of all existence at every minute, you cannot be lacking in anything. So you must learn this art of mantra meditation. You can take any name of God according to your religion. If you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ. If you're a Jew, you can chant Jehovah. If you're a Muslim, you can chant Allah. If you're a Hindu, you can chant Krishna. Or if you have nothing else to chant, we will give you some nice mantra to chant. This mantra is mentioned in the Vedas, in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, as being the most powerful mantra for liberating yourself from all the miseries of this age. That is the mantra we were chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
If we want to get love for everyone, it is enough only to love Krishna to get this love for everybody.
Mm. Can we get love for everyone just by loving Krishna? Your question is very nice. They speak Russian or
Lithuanian.
Lithuanian. So, when you water the root of the tree, are all the leaves and branches nourished? Yes or no? When you feed your belly, does your whole body get the nutrition? So in the same way, if you just give your love to Krishna, because Krishna is the root of the entire existence. When you give your love to Krishna, then your love goes to all living beings throughout the whole universe. That's why when you chant Hare Krishna, you feel so good. Because you're giving pure love to God and pure love to everyone every time you chant Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Mm.
Bhakti dainuoja mantrą, dažnai sako Ramo, Ramo, ar čia yra iškraipimas, ar nieko baisu.
Sometimes devotees, instead of chanting Rama, they chant Ramo.
Yeah, there is Bengali accent.
Tai yra bengališkas akcentas.
So, we don't have to do it. It's okay in Kirtan if they want to do it. There's no harm.
Nieko tokio, jeigu Kirtane bakyti.
Bengali style.
Bengališkas stilius.
I remember I was visiting when I was one time in India, in Bengal. I went to one tiny little village on the bank of the Jalangi River.
Jalangi upės pakrantėje teko lankytis Bengalijos
kaime. This is very, very remote village. They were living very primitive
life. Labai primityvus ir labai nuošalus kaimas.
And the children, as soon as they saw us, the devotees, they became very happy, they came running. And they had their own way of chanting Hare Krishna. They pronounced it slightly differently, but it was so sweet the way they had said it. They went, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Like them. Bengali ways. Hare Krishna. So sometimes in their Bengali accent they say there's no harm if sometimes they go Hari Rama, but we don't have to do, but I mean if they do sometimes there's nothing wrong. But not that we should make that the standard, you see.
Nereikėtų to daryti kaip standartą, bet...
Prabhupada is our standard.
Nes Prabhupada yra mūsų standartas.
We can say Rama or Ram. That is Prabhupada's standard.
Galim sakyti Rama arba Ram.
But it's not that somebody says every now and then Hari Rama, and someone will say, oh, you're in Maya, it's Hari Rama.
Bet jeigu kas nors sako Rama, tai...
It's just a little Bengali accent.
Šiek tiek bengališkas akcentas, nieko tokio.
Any other question?
Jūs sakot mantrą kartuojam anksti ryte, o jeigu, pavyzdžiui, nespėji iki 6 valandos, ar tai jau man nepalanku, ar Krišna tai žino, kad aš nespėjau pakarto, ką tada daryti? Vakare, sako, iš viso nepalanku yra, kad pabaig mantros kartu.
What to do if I'm chanting mantra and I have no time and I'm chanting little bit after 6? It is bad or it is...
You can chant any time, 24 hours a day, Mataji. But before sunrise is the best. So we recommend, if possible, rise by 4 o'clock in the morning every day. Or if you can't get up at 4, get up at 4:30. Or 5. You know, get up. The earlier you get up, the
better.
Now sun is rising before 6.
All right, so get up by 4 then. I personally like to get up by 2:30 or 3 every day. If I go to bed on time, I get up at 2:30. I go to bed late, I get up at 3.
Jeigu atsiguliu laiku, tuomet keliuosi 2:30. Jeigu viskai vėliau, tuomet keliuosi 3.
Because then I can chant very nicely with no disturbance.
Nes tuomet kartuoju be jokių trikdžių.
Any other questions?
Dar kokių turit klausimų?
Dar nereikia paklausti. Ar išplėstos sąmonės egzistavimas kituose lygmenyse yra amžinas? Ar tie pasauliai, tarkim, su aukštesnė sąmonė yra sunaikinami kaip ir materialusis ir lieka tik tai dvasinis ir taip toliau? Yra kažkokie tai aukštesnės sąmonės pasauliai, kur būtybės gyvuoja. Ar jie amžini yra?
Čia turite meni pusdėlių.
Taip, ar jie amžini yra tie?
This place, their demigods is staying. This is a temporary place.
Where? Demigod planet?
Demigod planet.
The planets of the demigods are temporary? Is that the question? Yes. The planets of the demigods are within this material world.
And
their planets are known as Svargaloka, the heavenly planets. But at the time of the universal devastation, all the planets are destroyed, including the heavenly planet. So going to the heavenly planets will not give you permanent shelter. Even during the duration of the universe, sometimes the demons, powerful demons, conquer the heavenly planets also. Just like we see one time Hitler conquered Paris. So sometimes the demons, they conquer the heavenly planets. So if you want a safe position, chant Hare Krishna, and then you'll escape this entire material world. You will go to Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet in the spiritual world, where no demons can ever come, and there, it is never destroyed. You make that your destination. You get your ticket for Goloka Vrindavan. Get your visa. See. Spiritual master will give you a ticket. And pure bhakti is the visa. So you qualify yourself. You take the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Under his direction, learn how to become the pure devotee. That's how you qualify yourself to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Adau Garashvayam. The first step is take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And the second thing is, then you have to inquire from him how to achieve pure devotional service. Any other questions?
Can you explain how we can meditate 24 hours per day?
Yes. How to meditate 24 hours daily. Yat karoshi yadasnasi yajjahosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number
27.
Krishna tells, my dear Arjuna, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. So that is the secret, Prabhu. You have to do everything for Krishna. Stop making yourself the center of the universe. Every thought, every word, and every deed, in all times, all places, and all circumstances, should be done for Krishna's pleasure. Whatever you're doing, you should think, is this pleasing to Krishna? If it is, do it. If it's not, don't do it. You have to always analyze, is this favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Or is this unfavorable for my Krishna consciousness? Always do that which is favorable. And then you'll be in the right track. Yena tena pakarena mana krishne naveshaye sarvavidina sheha shur etayor evakin kara. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is saying, Bhakti by whatever means, always keep your mind fixed on Krishna. All the different rules and prohibitions of the scriptures are the servants of this principle. Whatever you're doing, you must always remember Krishna. And you must never forget him. If you do this, you'll be solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. You'll achieve the stage known as nishta. When the modes of material nature no longer disturb you. Any other questions? Yes.
Why now in the world happening so many bad things, wars and so many earthquakes, all these bad things? There's some answers to some bad karma.
Yes, we are getting, because why are so many bad things happening in the world now? Earthquakes, revolutions, tsunamis, etc., economic upheaval. The reason these things are happening is we are disobeying the laws of God. If you disobey the laws of God, there will be reaction. So, we, as a human race, we are suffering the reactions because we are denying that even God exists in many cases. We are openly defying the laws of God. Krishna says we should protect the cows. But they are forcing them into the slaughterhouses. We understand that life is sacred. But every day we are killing millions of babies in the abortion clinics. So we can expect with so much sinful activities we are committing. We can expect there will be some reactions. If you break the law, then the government, the police will come and catch you. So, as a society, we are breaking the laws of God, and nature is like the policeman coming to punish it. But if you will personally obey the laws of God, you will be protected. So we've come to teach you how to obey the laws of God. So you will be safe.
Gerbiamas mokytojas pats asmeniškai tarnaudamas viešpačiui Krišnai, kaip jis jaučia tą ryšį su juo asmeniškai.
I want to ask, what is the feeling, how you feeling this relationship with Krishna, when you serving Krishna, what is the feeling of relationship with him? How you feel that relationship?
How does it feel, the relationship with Krishna? So wonderful. It's the most wonderful, loving relationship you could ever imagine. In fact, it's inconceivably wonderful. To reciprocate love with Krishna, you can't even begin to understand how wonderful Krishna is. You give your love to him and he gives you 10 times love back. Krishna is so magnanimous, if you fully surrender to him, he will give himself completely to you. Just like Krishna became the chastised son of Mother Yashoda. If you love him like that, he will become your chastised son also. So who can conceive of the loving relationships that one can have with Krishna? Who is inconceivable, these loving relationships? The only way to really find out is to find out what the honey tastes like inside of that jar. Is to unscrew the lid and stick your tongue in. The only way you can really know what it's like to love Krishna is to love Krishna. We can explain it to you, but unless you actually experience it, you won't really fully understand it. So that's why we request you to chant every day. Are you chanting Japa Mala every day? No. Well, please start doing that. Do you have Japa Mala? All right, so we'd like to ask you to commit to chant regularly every day Japa Mala. How many rounds would you like to chant every day?
Two.
You saying four? But Guru Mata says you should chant four.
Guru Mataji sako kad turėtumėte kartoti keturis.
So you will chant four?
Ar sutiktumėte kasdien kartoti keturis?
Reikia bandyti.
I will try.
No. Let me ask you this.
Ne. Leiskit paklausti.
Do you try to eat every day?
Ar jūs mėginate kasdieną valgyti?
Or do you eat every day? If I ask you to eat every day, you say, well, I'll try to eat. No, you will eat. So I want you to commit to four rounds every day. Then I will try, but no, I will do it. Will you commit?
Tai yra toks pažadas, kad pažadė viešpačiui ir mokytojai. O kada pažadė ir neištesi, tada jau eina, kaip sakant, bausmės ir panašiai. Nu, pažadu.
Yes.
Jau gėdės ten.
Tarpo dovanos dabar girliandų. Aš nenusipelnau. Pasakykit mokytojui, kad aš tikrai nenusipelnau.
Dovana.
Ačiū.
Hare Krishna. So, we have a very tight schedule. I know we have been here a very short time.
Mūsų grafikas yra labai įtemptas ir mes turime labai nedaug laiko.
But we have to drive all the way back to Kaunas, and we have to get up very early in the morning to do our Krishna conscious activities. So I wanted to ask permission if it's okay if we leave now. They're okay. I know we've been. Can we leave just now? All right. Now here's some prasadam to distribute.
Na, dar mes padalysim prasadą ir tada tik tai išvažiuosim.